It's the Whip Wake Up Show. Good morning. A very warm 77 degrees. I hope by one way or another you're finding ways to stay cool. Certainly air conditioning is awesome. Fans are helpful. We use a mix of both. We don't have central air at our house, but we've got like a window air conditioner. You know, just multiple ones in the house, right, in terms of for the dining room that helps. But, man, it's just such a difference from you go from an air-conditioned inside to the hot and humid outside. And, again, the extreme heat warning lifted at 9 o'clock last night. Still very warm, though. I mean, 77 degrees, 94% humidity. And also in La Crosse, you've got an extreme heat warning until 9 o'clock tonight. Today in history, for this July 27th, and this day in 1953 in Asia, the Korean War ended after more than 3 years of fighting. President Dwight D. Eisenhower telling the nation,
"We think of those who were called upon to lay down their lives in that far-off land to prove once again that only courage and sacrifice can keep freedom alive upon the earth."
The Korean Peninsula remains divided to this day between the Communist North and the non-Communist South. On this day in 1974, the House Judiciary Committee voted to recommend the impeachment of President Nixon. The panel charged Nixon with personally engaging in a course of conduct to obstruct justice in the Watergate scandal. Here, Democratic Congressman Joshua Eilberg of Pennsylvania.
"Not only is Richard Nixon guilty of bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors, but he must be impeached and convicted by the Senate if we are to remain a free, courageous, and independent people."
Less than 2 weeks later, Nixon became the first American president to resign. And finally, on this day in 2003.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse.
Yeah, comedian and actor Bob Hope, who entertained Americans and U.S. troops worldwide for decades, died in California at the age of 103, 23 years ago. This day. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for July 27th. Today titled, Jesus' plan for self-promotion is always the same. Tell no one. I guess recovery groups call that attraction, not promotion. Mark 1, 43 and 44 says, Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. See that you don't tell this to anyone. Goff says, with the advent of social media came this urge we have to essentially market ourselves. We might not do it intentionally, but friends display unwritten rules on social networks. We're subtly invited to curate only the best moments, and we're given filters and tips to make our pictures look better. We know we're telling a story about ourselves, and we don't want to be misunderstood, so the story reflects only the best. It's a misrepresentation of who we are, and we're misunderstood. Goff says, I'm sure I'm guilty of falling into this kind of innocent misrepresentation, too. Since it's the air we breathe as a culture, it's hard to step outside of it and consider another way of interacting, but it might be easier than you think because Jesus paved the way for us. Whenever he healed people or worked miracles in their lives, he always left them with the same instruction. Tell no one. The greatest humanitarian of all time had no marketing pitch and no plan to scale his work. He just loved whoever was in front of him and wanted to make their lives better. That was enough for him. He didn't need matching hoodies or a name for what he was doing. He knew love already had a name. We won't be as concerned about our image if we're more concerned with seeing the image of God in other people. When we love others well, we don't have the energy to worry about what they think of us. If you find yourself wrapped up in trying to present only the best in your life in hopes of winning the approval of other people, dream up a way to make someone else's day the way Jesus would. Here's what he'd do. He'd love people with no photos, no expectations, and no announcements. Give that a try today. Today's closing question, what act of kindness and love will you show someone today without reporting about it on social media? Today at whip.com/celebrations, Birthday Bob is up to his usual shenanigans. But he's got an anniversary he's sharing because it's happy 52nd anniversary to Homer and Diana Madison of Colfax. A couple who Bob says model what is to be sold out for the Lord. Thank God for the example you both demonstrate through your marriage to so many who are blessed to know you. So, yeah. Homer and Diana, happy 52nd wedding anniversary, courtesy of your friend Bob. Also, at whip.com/celebrations, we see Mandy Rodriguez noting here 3 years of absolute sobriety in her life. After many years of struggling with substance abuse, Mandy's made the decision to change her life. It's now been almost 3 years, well, 3 years today, and her family and her are living out their best lives together, happy and healthy. Awesome. Congratulations, Mandy, on that huge sober anniversary. Also from Saturday, also via our friend Bob in Rice Lake, Stella Meyer turned 11. Stella brings beauty and grace and a big smile to everyone she meets, says Bob. Your loving personality is contagious. Thank you so much for being such a kind and sweet friend to our neighborhood.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall. One of the highlights of my weekend was my middle daughter and her family gave me a surprise visit on Saturday, and it was just so awesome to, I don't get to see them very often because they're very busy with their teenage daughters and everything, but it was just so wonderful to visit with them and catch up, and the extra special blessing was being able to hug my granddaughters. They're just wonderful and amazing young ladies, and I love them so much. God's blessings are amazing and wonderful and always true. Have a great day, and God bless you.
If you lined up all the restaurants I've eaten all my life, give me $5 and some napkins, a plastic fork, a plastic knife. And then you gave me the choice to pick where I'd eat today. That's a real easy decision, one that's not too tough to make. I would proudly order a number two and a jumbo size sweet tea, some waffle fries, value size, and some extra sauce for me. And I'll grab that sandwich, take a bite, put it back down on the tray.
A highlight Friday night, going out with my wife. We enjoyed terrific cheese curds and split a mushroom and Swiss burger. On the other end, a highlight is something that didn't happen to me. I'm glad I didn't get hit by a car. It happened on Barstow Street yesterday. I was walking. The car was coming, and I thought, I'm going to wait to see to make sure this car stopped. It didn't. It kept going right through. So I'm glad the Lord led me to stop.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Sometimes just to assume someone's not paying attention and stay safer that way. So I have to say a highlight yesterday. So my nephew, Jace, I know I've asked for prayer for him a lot of times, and he is back in the hospital now. And so we went down to Mayo and Rochester yesterday to be able to be with him and with his family. And probably a highlight out of that, seeing that, again, he's battling getting good care down there, but again, just certainly covet your prayers as much as possible. But there was a lounge area. Again, Mayo does a wonderful job of taking care of patients and families as well, too. And so there was a lounge area, and in it was something called bubble hockey. And it appeared maybe it had been donated by the Minnesota Wild. But seeing my sons, Cooper and Teddy, along with my brother-in-law, Dustin, and my nephew, Owen, seeing them playing bubble hockey against one another and just kind of the joy, even in the midst of a tough situation of being in a hospital and the worries and prayers for Jay, seeing them have such a great time together was really, really encouraging and fun. So that was certainly my weekend highlight. We'd love to hear yours, 715-396-1670. Here's one from Vicki.
Good morning. This is Vicki from Eau Claire. Well, we had a family get-together with some extended family that we hadn't seen for a while. And so that was very nice to see them. And the Lord blessed us with some Tuesday through Friday morning at least. And so I had some relaxing time with that, and of course I got to see my granddaughter with her snuggles and my grandson with his giggles, and so that's always a great time. So yeah, we had a great time and came back from the weekend with just gratitude for everything that we got to enjoy.
This is Toby Sunday. I am grateful for this weekend. I celebrated my 35th wedding anniversary yesterday and found out that my brother, Pastor Terry Sonntag from northern Minnesota, is coming down to spend the weekend with me, and we're going to One Fest, him and his family. So I was very blessed to have that with me. So thank you. Have a good day.
Well, thank you so much, Toby. Again, we'd love to hear your highlight of the weekend at 715-396-1670, 396-1670. What was something you enjoyed? You can keep it short, 20, 30 seconds, but we'd love to hear about a highlight from your weekend. And Havel, coming up this weekend, this Saturday, our Backpack to School Challenge begins.
That's right. And, you know, I've been giving some thought to the, really the serious fundraising is next week, right? From Saturday through Friday. And a lot of it is the work week. But as a kind of learning from the single mom Saturday, I had initiated and said that I was going to give more and give a little sooner. And so I just want to jump on it right away here and say that I want to give towards an amount, $300 towards the Backpack to School Challenge. But also with that, this year, we've got the green light next week to be giving as well. That money has been doled out to those in both Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire school districts. But also the last few years, we at Teamwork Africa have been so grateful for the support for kids, for backpacks, school supplies, even shoes in Liberia, West Africa. And so we can also this year give support for Starfish Kids, which through teamworkafrica.org, that's at about $25 a month. And so I'm going to give another $300 and go to teamworkafrica.org and also give that support for a Starfish Kid. And that'll be support for school and more throughout the whole year.
Very good. So again, teamworkafrica.org there and wwib.com/backpacks. If you'd like to give an early gift and get that backpack challenge, that backpack to school challenge started off on the right foot. Again, there's so many things, so much busyness in the world. It can be easy to forget and say, oh, I'll do that at some point. But if the Lord puts it on your heart to help right now, that would be absolutely so welcome and so wonderful. Our music director, Greg Stewart, just let us know about brand new music from Natalie Lane. She's been to One Fest before, and of course, we are in One Fest week. This is Natalie's latest. It's called Still Running to You. On WWIB, where we are family. 9 and a half before 8 o'clock, 81 degrees.
Just 5 years old, running through the pews, talking to Jesus like best friends do. I found your love, I found real joy too. You said run into my arms just like a child would do, and I'm still running to you.
Nice hot day like today, and I bet a lot of people be going, ah, boy, it'd be nice to have a nice big piece of watermelon, nice ice-cold watermelon later today.
I enjoyed some watermelon last night, but we've got some more info on how best to get the most nutrients out of that delicious summer treat.
Yeah, it turns out that ice-cold watermelon may be refreshing, but it can be less nutritious than watermelon served at room temp.
So, scientists from the U.S. Department of Agriculture found that watermelon stored at room temperature delivers more nutrients than melons that have been refrigerated.
Yeah, whole watermelon stored at 70 degrees Fahrenheit, about room temp in air-conditioned buildings have substantially more nutrients.
All right, so there you go. Keep your watermelon at room temp, and it will be even better for you. And hopefully still as tasty, though. I mean, there is something about a nice cold watermelon as well, too. So, I don't know. Drink some ice water as you're eating it.
So, sometimes, it could be winter, spring, summer, or fall, that maybe for family dinner, they just say we're having leftovers tonight. But apparently, this has a different name depending on what house you're in.
Yeah, I didn't realize this because just kind of think, oh, it's leftovers. Right. Do we even have a name for it? But depending on the household you grew up in, maybe you have a name for a leftover night. So some comments from threads. One person said, my parents call it yo-yo dinner, as in you're on your own. Y-O-Y-O, yo-yo dinner.
Okay. Somebody else said, I call it clean out the fridge night, but my 17-year-old calls it choose your own adventure.
There you go. Someone else left overnight, they call it CORN, C-O-R-N, an acronym, clean out refrigerator night. There you go.
All right. Another person says on threads, when my son was little, 6 or 7, we called it restaurant night. He was learning to write and would take a pad and pencil and go around to other family members and read off the leftover options and write down their order.
That's cute. That's
pretty industrious.
And then this one, I think this one, especially if you're the primary cook in your household, you can appreciate this one. Someone says, my mom calls it previous dinner appreciation night, as in it was a lot of work, right, and it's so nice we're going to eat it twice. So there you go.